I keep thinking that it probably would be a wonderful experience if, like Peter, James, and John, the Lord took us up a mountain and appeared in his divinity, in his glory, and that you could witness that, you could see him, and see the fact that this is really God, that it's not just another prophet, it is truly who he said he was, the Son of God. And we probably have the idea, at least I do, that if I saw that, that should be enough to carry me over for pretty much the rest of my life. But that is not true. Because look what happened to Peter, James, and John. Let's go back just a little bit further in this story building up to Jesus' suffering and death. Remember one day Jesus said to the apostles, "Who do people say I am?" And Peter made the great profession of faith, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus said to him, "You are rock, and on this rock I will build my church." So much did Jesus appreciate Peter's confession of faith that he commissioned him to be the head of the church. And then it wasn't too long after that, Jesus was talking to them about what was going to happen to him. That he's going to Jerusalem, and that he's going to be suffer there. He's going to be put on trial, he's going to suffer, and he's going to die. But then one day, 3 days later, he will rise again. And remember, Peter immediately, "Oh no, Lord, that isn't the plan we have in mind here." It's like it was Peter's plan and not God's. He said, no, you can't talk about that kind of stuff and expect people to listen to you. And so Jesus, remember what he said, "Get behind me, Satan." Peter was trying to tempt him to change his pattern, what he, God, the Son of God, had decided he would do for the salvation of all people. But he would not allow anyone to stand in the way of that. So anyway, they go up the mountain with Jesus. They witness his glorification there. And then they hear the voice of the Father. And he says, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." So they come down the mountain, and it's not too long after Jesus does undergo the trial, the suffering, and the death, and the rising. But when he was arrested, they all disappeared. John reappeared at the foot of the cross, but none of the rest of them did. So, in spite of all of this, in spite of that great vision of seeing the divine, they were still very, very human. And that's like us. We love the idea of seeing the glory of God, and that one day we are all going to share in that, that one day we will be glorified in a similar way to that, like Moses and Elijah were. One day that's going to be ours also. But remember, the vision is not what gets us there. The Father said to the apostles, "Listen to him." He said there are steps that are going to be necessary to get to this point. There is the cross. There is the suffering, the cross, the death, the rising. And we like to jump from the beginning to the glory. And that cross stuff, we're kind of like Peter. You know, if we talk about that, you know, people are not going to be too interested in that. But the Lord God, the God the Father, confirmed what Jesus was trying to tell them. Listen to what he's saying. To attain this glory, to come to this glory, with the grace that I give to you, all the wonders that I give to you to guide you there is going to be some struggle. There's going to be times that are difficult. There's going to be times that are painful. There's going to be all kinds of things that stand in our way that we are going to have to choose to overcome because of our love for our God. that I love him more than what I want or what I need. And basically, the biggest struggle we have is within ourselves. It's making our will the will of Jesus. That he, the way he sets out for us, the things that he expects of us, our hopes that we will do, has to be our choice. But like I say, most of the time, the obstacles, the crosses, are ourselves. And our desires for what I want fulfilled, the things that I think I need, the things that I think are important, the things that I demand, all of these things, those are things that stand in the way of our witnessing and sharing in that glory. But our Lord says to us, I will be with you in this whole journey. You never walk alone. I will give you all the grace you need, but you have to be willing to listen to me. And again, we come back to this. The way we listen is through our prayer. Our communication with our God, our conversation with him, our discussion about these struggles that we have, the temptations that we have to deal with, and there's millions of them every day of our lives. The demands, my pride, so that everything in the family has to be my way. My total lack of patience with anybody who wants something that I don't want them to have. All that kind of stuff. But that's the way we get rid of that stuff. We work with our Lord, and he said, I will help you. We may not totally overcome it in this lifetime, but if I'm on that journey, and the Lord sees that I am working toward him to attain this virtue that he offers to us, I know I'm going to be all right. I will share one day in that glorification. But in the meantime, I still have to deal with myself. And I'm usually the biggest obstacle to my salvation. Because I have to make my mind the mind of Christ. And that's very, very difficult to do because it means a lot of self-sacrifice. And we don't always like that. We'd rather do, well, this is the way I've always done it. This is the way I want it. This is the way I like it. There's no possibility of change. There's always possibility of change. God makes it possible for us. So think about this. Even though we would see that great vision, which the three apostles were privileged to see, they still ran away when he was arrested. They still weren't there. Eventually they got there. But their lives, they had their struggles, they had their difficulties, they had their rejections, they had their pains, all of these things, the physical suffering that they endured, all of these things were theirs. But they chose them so that they could accomplish what our Lord had asked of them. So what we need that glory to look at and to know that that is where we will be one day when we have finished this journey of life. But it takes that constant work. You know, it's not just the vision, it's the perseverance, the constant work of growing. That's the way we arrive at that destination. Remember, our Lord says, you never travel this road alone. I invited you, I will walk with you at every step of the way. We look to that glory, but we also realize that there's work to be done. And our work is done through our prayer, through our fasting, our bodies, self-depriving of ourselves, being kind and open, and sharing what we have with other people. Just the three things that Lent calls us to do, to pray, to fast, and to share what we have. If we keep working at that and persevere in that, then that glory will be ours.